3.26.
Do you mind if I join you?
Of course not. Come on, sit down.
Thank you.
I have to leave in a minute anyway.
Could I have a large latte, please?
Of course.
Rob, this is Monica.
Nice to meet you, Rob.
You too, Monica. You know, Jenny talks about you a lot. And I've seen college photos of you two together at Jenny's parents' house.
Oh, of course you have. My dad's photos?
You've hardly changed at all.
What a nice man. I can see why you like him, Jenny. The perfect English gentleman.
Your latte.
Oh, thanks. Can you pass the sugar?
Sure. Oh, sorry, guys, but I have to go.
Oh, you sure I haven't interrupted anything?
Not at all. It's just that I have to meet someone. But let's get together very soon.
We will.
Bye, Rob. Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Bye. Talk soon.
She seems like a happy person.
She is. Especially right now. She's getting married.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, it is. I guess we're at that age now, when most of our friends are settling down and getting married.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of friends, I want to ask you a favor. Is it okay if we change our plans a bit this week?
Sure. What's up?
I've just had a call from an old friend of mine, Paul. I haven't seen him since we were at university, and he's traveling around the States at the moment. Anyway, he's arriving in New York this evening, and I've invited him to stay for the week.
Cool. It'll be fun to meet one of your old friends. What's he like?
Oh, Paul's a laugh. He used to be a bit wild, but that was a long time ago. He's probably changed completely.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Just one other thing. Could you do me a big favour? I have to work late this evening, so would you mind meeting him at the airport?
Not at all. I'd like to meet him.
And do you think you could take him to my flat? I'll give you the keys.
No problem, Rob.
Thanks so much, Jenny. You're a real star.